Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy today. Noah, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. Kind of excited. I say excited. Last night was tough, but
yeah,
but today's a new day,
right?
Jets
did not get the job done, but we'll move on.
Yeah, we're going to forget that ever happened.
We'll jump right into our Did You Know Show.
So you kind of mentioned yours a little bit, and it kind of runs right into mine a little.
Yeah.
A little bit different parts of the country, but both of them kind of hit close to home.
I know.
So
this is going to be a Noah special.
Yeah,
episode.
Noah special right here. So mine is, remember, we're going to continue on. I got five of them. So this is the second one for proposed U.S. states that never came to be. And this is the next one is Texlahoma.
Texlahoma. Well,
Texlahoma.
I can guess where that one is.
Right, Texas
probably
and Oklahoma.
Right between those two.
So, I mean, just like Texarkana, which is actually a place, and it's actually a really cool place, by the way, if anybody's ever been there. But so this is the details on, I guess, Oklahoma wanted their own version of Texarkana. So Texlahoma, decades before the whole Western Illinois forgotten place that we did yesterday.
Yeah.
If you didn't tune in, you got to make sure y'all hear that one. Before that actually happened, it was by 1930s, over near the Texas Panhandle, the automobiles had become more affordable and were more common on U.S. roads. So cars were especially useful for covering distances in the open space of the West, such as Texas and Oklahoma. Well, as long as the area they passed through had decent infrastructure, it was very easy for them to traverse it. Unfortunately, that was sorely lacking in the panhandle of Texas and Western Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So there was a proposal for the 49th state at the time, so we weren't at 50 yet, but this was the 49th state, and it was going to combine 23 Oklahoma counties and 46 Texan counties into Texlahoma, with the capital in Amarillo. So that's kind of how they wanted to structure it. The residents believe that having their own statehood and legislature. There you go. I don't know why I couldn't say that. Whatever, though. It would give them better access to improvements for their infrastructure and services. And so, actually, the New York Times reported on the story, and it even earned the support of the vice president at the time, John Nance Gardner. Okay, so the plan was ultimately dropped, though, because of some suggesting that those proud Texans couldn't quite bring themselves to give up their Lone Star identity. So there you go.
That's Texas for you. But that one sounds like it was a lot further along than the Forgottatonia.
That one could have actually had possibilities.
Forgottatonia
was just a joke.
Yeah, that one actually had some push. That's pretty interesting, yeah. Haven't been to those parts of Texas or Oklahoma, that western part, but I could see why they kind of feel left out. You know,
right.
They're not the major cities of either part of those states. Okay, that's a good one, Noah. Here's one for me. And this one, whenever I saw it, I knew I had to ask you about it because this one is right around your stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know where the world's longest continuous bridge over water is?
I do.
It spans 23.8 miles. But yes, you do know.
Yeah,
I drove over it multiple times
when I worked in roofing.
That's pretty cool. So. It's called the Lake Pontchartrain. Am I saying that right? Lake Pontchartrain Causeway. And it's in southeastern Louisiana. Longest continuous bridge over water. It was completed in 1969. And it's telling me here it kind of gives you a feeling of uneasiness when you reach the middle. You can't see land on
either side in any direction.
It's
very creepy, especially at night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, at night it's bad.
That's pretty cool. Didn't know about that, never been there, but pretty neat that you have. I'm sure that's definitely a feeling to behold.
Yeah, it is. It's definitely weird to think about how they put that bridge together, and
yeah.
They even have parts of it that were, when I was working over there a little bit, was under some construction because of a hurricane that come through.
Oh, wow.
So they had these big old barges floating next to it, docked up next to the bridge with grates, and they'd get up, and it was definitely
that's a lot
different.
Yeah,
you don't want to get a crash on that.
23 miles, that's a long way. It's like you don't have anything for a long time.
Fun fact.
Uh-huh.
every 2 miles of that bridge, they have a sign with a phone number.
Do they?
So if your car does break down or you get in a crash, you can call that number, and that's the way to get the fastest response. Because if you just call 911 and they get a hold of New Orleans or whoever's closest, it takes them a whole lot longer. So they have like a whole – their own jurisdiction for the bridge itself. So that's
interesting.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely cool. Well, there you go. That's the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway, longest continuous bridge over water, and it's in southeastern Louisiana. And plus learning about – the almost state, Texlahoma, but never ended up happening. We still just got Texas and Oklahoma. Well, we're going to hear about another almost state tomorrow, and I'll have something else good for you guys, so make sure you come on back. It's the Did You Know Show every weekday at 2:45 on KCHI.